All right, so you're listening to us. That's Studio Plus, and time for us to launch our career beauty segment, which is in every sort of occurs every other week, right? Joining us here is our respected Robert Parkinson, CEO.
Founder of
RMG Selection, a headhunting company, right? Because you know, Robert is so
humble.
He tries to be modest, indeed.
I'm glad someone respects me.
Can I introduce today's theme, along with the arrival of the new year? Of course, many of us may also be planning to continue our career development in a different company. I'm telling our boss that I'm not doing so. So be relaxed. Yeah. Many of us do. Huh? We tend to spend lots of time and energy looking for a new job, a wonderful job, well paid or whatever, with a very good future, but barely pay attention to what to do after joining the company. So today, Robert and us, we're going to talk about what to do, do's and don'ts when joining a new company. I have a few friends, Robert, have already, you know, we say hopped. And I have received some complaints already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course. You know, just assume nobody is going to find a pair of new shoes so comfortable.
Uh-huh.
So it's very significant to have Robert here in the studio to tell us what to do, what not to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, can I wish everyone a happy new career?
Yeah.
Or the more appropriate at this time
happy
of the year, right?
Absolutely.
Happy New
Year. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, in my experience, running my company now and in the past when I've run other people's companies for them, I think one of the most irritating things, it's not like me to start on a negative, but one of the most frustrating things with having new people join your company is to hear this constant refrain of, oh, in my last company it was like this, in my last company it was like that, we did it like this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, when you join a new company, you really have got to go in with an open mind.
Yes.
And you've got to realise that things will inevitably be different to what you're used to. And mm-hmm. I think you've got to let yourself know that.
But unfortunately, this is our human nature.
It is.
You know, if you don't refrain yourself from doing so, you're frequently referring to the previous company. I have a very rude way of addressing my best friend who said that my previous company, blah, blah, blah. I said, then why you change your job?
Yeah.
Stay where you were. And she said, I'm telling you, you're my best friend. I'm not doing this in front of others. Yeah. We're supposed to share all the pros and cons, but still, I don't like
it. Yeah, it's an interesting one, but it's, you know what? It's a bit like, I was thinking about this over Christmas, because in the UK, you know, we like to have a drink at Christmas time. And if no one ever tells you how much you have to drink, you don't realize how much you in fact do drink. And I think it's one of those situations where if someone just nicely points it out to you that, you know, if you join a new company, don't keep referring to the old company, probably people won't do that. It's just helpful to have it pointed out to you.
But why are they keeping referring to? I mean, I personally wouldn't. No. It's subconsciousness.
Yeah.
It's subconscious. It's you're doing so without realizing it. I guess the new company is not really as bad compared to the previous one. It's because you're not used to the new situation.
Sure.
You're not comfortable.
I think it's a defense mechanism on one level.
It's the adaptation thing.
Yeah, it's a natural sort of response. Mm. It's an emotional thing to do, starting a new job. So.
Well, let's talk about this first day and this first impression. I mean, how should we dress? Should we overdress and wear a suit and tie, or should we underdress? Because if you overdress, someone might say, look at who does this person think he is?
You should come in with evening dress.
I think, you know, you've got to
impress everybody.
Yeah, it's a cocktail dress.
If you excuse the pun, you've got to cut the cloth according to the suit that you should be wearing.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, if you're starting a new job in a law firm, they'll expect you to go in
a suit and tie, suited
and booted. Mm. If you're in a media firm, maybe not.
Shorts.
So something appropriate to the context in which you're working.
Let me see what Robert is wearing. Stand up, please.
Absolutely.
Proper.
Suit on.
But if you're in a media company, and let's say you're in a TV station, if you come to the office in a suit, they might think, oh, this guy wants to be on TV. Let's give him a try at some point.
Well, they might. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why not?
For TV people, you can wear shorts underneath and suit and tie on the top because you only show the upper part of your body. That's a joke.
No, sure. I think what I would say is, you know, don't, you know, to avoid using a double negative, but don't not dress up nicely. You know, don't show up in a pair of jeans, had people, or particularly younger people, work for me in the past who really do. They show up as if they're going to sit on the beach for a day, and you just kind of think, you know, come on, at least make a bit of an effort.
What about saying it, summarizing it in this way? Don't dress up. And do not dress down. Dress appropriately, don't you think so?
I think that's...
But that's difficult to define.
Could well be true. But I would say, if in doubt, wear a suit. You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with
for
that.
For gentlemen shows, especially.
For sure, but I think for ladies as well. I think we seem to have drifted into this...
How about smart casual?
Well, okay. All right, let's agree
it's okay.
on that.
Smart casual. Smart casual.
Smart
yeah.
business.
And keep a suit smart in the
business.
Cupboard.
Yes, 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 indeed.
So
let's talk about this first day again. I mean, who should we socialize with? And it just sounds like high school again. Who should you get lunch with? Because it's so difficult
for you,
to find out.
For you, the pretty one.
Oh, yeah, well, there is that.
Come across in the corridor.
You know what? I've got a brilliant example of this one, because I think you are right. And actually, the HR... people look at this and they say that a lot of the success of a new hire is down to whether they socialise well, particularly with younger people in the first week or so. But I can remember when I was working in Amsterdam, there was a chap called Brandon who came over from the German office, and I can remember he invited everyone to a barbecue.
A newcomer?
In the park, newcomer.
To
kind of say, exactly.
Really?
I mean, it was a real nice gesture. And perhaps in Beijing or China, you might invite your close colleagues to lunch. And even if they say, no, that's fine, we'll invite you, we'll pay. It's a gesture, you know, it's about being thoughtful.
It's good to suggest, you mean?
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely. This is very enlightening to me, because I was just now hesitating whether I should even be the one to open my mouth to say hello first. I'm a shy person.
You're not.
Although you're not. Judging me, my profession as a host, you know, nobody thinks that I'm shy. But in reality, it's usually I wait for the other party or whatever to start a conversation.
And right. Manling, if I sit next to the pretty one for lunch, all the other men will hate me in the office.
Yeah, so it's no good.
That.
It's no good for you, right? You should be careful.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first conversation should be started with the HR people.
For sure. And I think that there's
what about you bump into some strangers, I mean, in the same company? What to do?
Say use your initiative. Hi, my name's Robert. I'm a new starter today. Nice to meet you.
Smile.
Why not? Smile. You know, be a force for good. Be positive energy. I think the interesting point is that, you know, textbook HR companies should organise really well, make sure someone is welcome.
You're introduced, right?
Absolutely. You have an induction programme. Mm. Ideally, you have a buddy, someone to help you get used to things, socialise, show you where stuff is. And that can last for a couple of weeks in some companies. But the reality is, I think for particularly smaller companies, they won't necessarily be as well organized. So people should, if you like, anticipate that fact and not necessarily expect you know, the red carpet to be laid out for people when they arrive. And expect to join a bit of chaos and just deal with that sometimes.
Between a quick sort of warm sort of acquaintance or whatever, and a slow brew, I call it. You know, you allow yourself 1 week or something, right?
Yeah.
Which one is better?
I would say that a quick kind.
A quick one?
Yes.
It's like the American one?
Absolutely.
You know, people say the Americans are so quick to make acquaintances or whatever, right? Very warm and embracing each other in
That's
one
right.
minute. But UK people are so slow.
We're a bit more Asian in that respect.
And then there's something good behind it. People said that UK people, once you made friend with a UK guy, the friendship will last forever.
Absolutely.
But Americans will say, hi, I love you, and then turn around.
It's
a
little more
who
fake.
Are you?
They're very demonstrative. Yeah.
Is that true?
It can be. I think.
It can be.
It's more genuine, the friendship with Brits.
Okay.
We like to think so.
Yeah.
That's very interesting, huh? All right. You're listening to Studio Plus. We are in the middle of our Career Builder segment. And today we are talking about the do's and don'ts when joining a new company. Stay tuned.
Studio Plus, a feast of news, culture, and views.
All right. Let's go.
tune in to meet some fascinating people, share their stories.
China is one of the great creative countries.
Old Beijing style.
Exclusively Chinese musicals.
Studio Plus. Something fresh.
Then add in your mushrooms.
Something fun. Something more. Studio Plus. Studio Plus.
You're listening to Studio Plus. We are in the middle of a conversation with Robert Parkinson, founder of RMG Selection, a headhunting company. And we are talking about do's and don'ts when joining a new company. We are assuming that a lot of people have already jumped to their jobs at this time of the year. And especially in China, yeah, things are unpredictable.
This year is a busy time for
definitely.
Us.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh my goodness, you can earn a lot of bucks, huh?
Well, we try.
Earn a big one, a good one, right?
From the doors.
Okay.
Right.
And the purpose of Robert joining the program is try to make your customers an easier sort of try to provide service to them and make their sort of switching jobs or headhunting jobs easier process.
That's right. Yeah.
And tell us more about what we need to do or to behave well on the first several days of joining a new company.
There's a couple of specific things that I would look at. I think one of the things which is important, if you know, to be smart, is to kind of suss out fairly quickly who are the really important people.
All right.
That's been a little bit too snobbish.
Maybe, but I think it's an important thing to know. You know, who matters. Everyone matters, of course, but you know who matters the most? Who are the key influencing things? That's something that I would like to do. I think another thing, which is a definitely do and don't is definitely listen to things. You know, there's nothing more frustrating for a company when they're inducting. You know, they're introducing someone to their new company to have people who just obviously don't listen. And part of listening is giving feedback. So being an active listener, showing that you're listening through
interaction,
non-verbal cues, body language, all that sort of good stuff.
Make sure that you make people know that you got it.
Absolutely. Huh. That's right. It's very important.
Go back to try to find out who is the really, most influential person or important person. But after you figured it out or you sensed it out, what to do?
I think you need to make a good impression.
To buy bribery, to bribe them, buy gifts for them?
Well, not
really.
Not these days.
I'm joking again.
My twin brother, when he was at a company, he noticed that one guy, he basically just sort of sucked up to all like the higher ups immediately when he got there, and kind of he kind of ignored all his peers, people on the same level as him. But it kind of made all his peers think, well, this guy, who does he think he is? How do you make a balance there?
Sure.
You know, there is a dilemma.
Yeah.
Okay, we all have the sixth sense. After some may be slower, some very quick. You immediately know that who is the decision maker, who is the important guy, right? And then if you're overzealous, you're over warm to that guy, people will think that you are
disingenuous.
Not disingenuous. You are
trying
how to
too
say,
hard.
Not really. In Chinese, we have pai ma pi.
Oh, you know, like, try like to a please. Like
indeed. Yeah. And then that will leave your peer a very bad impression of yourself.
For sure, yes.
And that's ethically not acceptable.
Yeah.
But so that's why, go back to the question, why we need to, figure out which one is the important thing. If you're not for the purpose of trying to please this guy or lady,
I think it's not necessarily for the purposes of
pleasing,
of sucking up per se. I think you're absolutely right, Byron, that you've got to respect your peers. These are after all going to be people who are your friends and colleagues.
Supposed to treat everybody
of course,
equal,
of course. Supposed being the operative word, but nevertheless, it's important to just ferment this position of being intelligent, is to know who is important in a new job. I think another specific thing that I think is really important is don't talk badly of anyone. It's very easy, actually, in new circumstances, particularly when people are nervous and they're not sure. It's very easy to actually say bad things or make little sort of dropped comments about people. Saying,
before
I'm not
you
sure
know
about
the water, how deep the water is.
Very true.
You don't, you know, throw things around.
That's
and
it.
Utter everything. So it's will make yourself trouble, right?
Whereas if you look at the opposite of that, actually, if you say, if I say to Manling, I think Byron's a really nice chap, and you happen to pass that on to Byron, Byron's feeling about me will actually go up.
For sure.
So it's the kind of opposite.
So don't grudge. Don't grudge to praise people.
Well, the other point I would say on that is actually the more that we as human beings focus on what's good about people, the more we will begin to like them.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And this is not for the first few days. It should be
the
always.
First 3 months, because remember, for a lot of companies, the first three months are actually a probation period.
Yeah.
So you really want to be on your toes for the first 3 months, because it really is sort of tenuous at that point.
Yeah, it is. And we tend to repeat our behavior anyway, so we should start in a good way. That's very important.
The best thing is for you to observe, right?
Very important
to look around, to sense who's important, who's, you know, whatever. I think it's all the purpose is to build a good relationship with your boss. So those people who can make critical decisions of your career, you know, in the future.
Absolutely.
Right?
And to make a great first impression. It's simple, but it's very true. You know, first impressions count.
And don't ask about annual leave on your first day.
No, exactly. You're not going to be clever how you do that.
Yes.
Indeed. And what else can you do? About inviting people to dinner. Is that too quick? Or party?
You have to judge. I think it will vary from person to person. There are some people who sit in offices, you know, late in the evening not because they love their jobs, but they haven't got anything better to do. So, you know, making friends for sure is a good idea, and I think one would make friends in the same way as one would do that in any other social context.
So you can afford to be more generous at the very beginning, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Robert Parkinson from RMG Selection. We now know what to do and what not to do on the first day on the job.